It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you for a very, very special Soccer Sense episode. A Soccer Sense episode literally 30 years in the making when even podcasts did not exist. And this is the Liverpool League Win Special with three very special guests on this pod. Long-time supporters of Liverpool, long-time supporters of the podcast, and absolute Liverpool super fans. We are joined today by Apurv. Hi, Apurv. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tariq. Thanks for inviting me. It's a great moment to be a Liverpool fan, and been a long time since I've been on the pod, so great to be back.
We had you on the pod actually last day of the last season, and you had mentioned that whatever happens from there on in, it's been incredible, and you are just looking forward to what happens next. Well, here we are exactly a year and a bit more later, which we'll talk about in just a bit. We are also joined by Karthik, another Liverpool superfan. Hi, Karthik.
Hi, Tariq. So it's brilliant to be here. So this has been a long time coming. It's finally great to be doing this podcast. So Liverpool are champions and it's brilliant.
So like I said, it's practically 30 years in the making, which I think is more than the lifetime of our next guest. And that would be Anish. Hi, Anish. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Tariq. How are you?
I am doing all right. Cannot complain. It's
always a great pleasure to talk to you. And I'm very, very happy that we are doing this finally today. Been a long time coming.
So we will pick up right from there. And today is going to be a break from our usual Soccer Sense takes in terms of being measured and being careful and things like that. Because all that goes out of the window because Liverpool are the champions of England. So we start with you, Apurv. Just describe to us the feeling as a Liverpool fan of this coming true and this whole achievement and the whole season.
It's very difficult, honestly, Tariq, to describe in words. And you know, at the risk of sounding slightly, as my wife would say, insane. It's something that has mattered a lot to me for a very long time. As my fellow, panelists on this podcast will who have followed Liverpool will subscribe to. There have been so many times when Liverpool has been close to winning the Premier League, and something or the other has sort of prevented it. Most often, a slip in the last moment. If you're a Liverpool fan, you are sort of used to people asking you, when was the last time you won the Premier League? Mind you, Liverpool has enjoyed more success than some of the other clubs. There have been other trophies and other championships that they have won, the European Championships or the Champions League, I'm sorry. But it's almost seemed, that the Premier League was sort of destined to be out of Liverpool's hand. When you think about, I remember following in 2002, 2003, when Liverpool were on top of the table for a while and then it sort of slipped away. 2008, New Year's Day, Liverpool were on the top of the table and there was this statistic that was thrown around that whoever, is on top of the table on New Year's Day, usually ends up winning the Premier League, and it sort of again slipped out of Liverpool's hands under Rafa Benitez. And of course, the famous Gerrard slip in 2014, when again it looked that Liverpool will finally end the disappointment and win the league, and again it sort of literally slipped out. Even this year, while everybody was certain post-January that the league was coming, Liverpool was winning. Can you believe it? You had this virus coming in, football stopping and all sort of theories about null and void and season being cancelled coming around. So you're always convinced that, look, this is not going to happen. Whatever you do, Liverpool are jinxed. They're never going to win the league. So on top of all of that, for football to start and for Liverpool to win, the team has been brilliant. Look, I think you mentioned last year's podcast. And I mentioned that the memories that the Liverpool football team gives to its supporters are in that respect, the club is second to none. The team has been brilliant. The season has been brilliant. And after going through all that the supporters and us fans have gone through, I think to win the league, it's unbelievable. It's one of the greatest sporting moments that I have encountered.
And we go to Karthik next. Karthik, you have followed the team in England when you were studying there. You have followed them in India. I mean, how does it feel to have straddled two different countries with the support and finally seeing this come true?
Then I was in England. So it was actually the 2011-2012 season. Okay, and that is when we won the last League Cup final, if you remember right.
Yeah.
So there was a pub within my university where I used to sit with all these Liverpool supporters who were easily 60 plus. Okay. And winning a Carling Cup, that's what it was called at that point, meant so much to them. So when you sit with them and listen to the stories that they have to say about following Liverpool around. So these were gentlemen from Liverpool, from Manchester. It was brilliant. So like I was a Liverpool fan even before I went to England. But when I came back from England, it was not the greatest season, mind you. So I think they had Kenny Dalglish, and then it was the time when Brendan Rodgers took over the team. So things were not looking bright during those days. But yeah, it's brilliant where we are now. So and a lot of it has to do with the work that Kenny Dalglish did, Brendan Rodgers did, and then Jurgen Klopp just came, took over things, and he took us to where we are right now. So it's important to remember that a lot of the footballing basics were put in by Brendan Rodgers, the counter pressing, the fast transitions, etc. So it is important to remember that Brendan Rodgers already had this mentality installed, though might not be at the same level as Klopp. So he had a set of players that Klopp could mold. So it was brilliant work that these guys did. So and then when eventually Klopp took over, so the day that Klopp joined, if you remember, was one of the greatest days on Twitter. So like people were tracking his flight from Germany to Liverpool, and it was one of the most brilliant days on Twitter, and things were looking up finally. Yeah, the last 1 year it's been brilliant. But there was genuinely a phase between, if you remember, Vincent Kompany's goal against Leicester and we losing to Barcelona 3-0 in Camp Nou. So there was a phase where I was like, this is never going to happen. We are not going to win a trophy. So and there was the Premier League. Manchester City were just not giving up. So I used to have an Excel sheet on my laptop with all these seven fixtures coming up for Liverpool and Manchester City. And then I used to do predictions every single day, like 3 points, 1 point, 3 points, 1 point, and it just didn't happen. So finally, and things turned around with that Barcelona semi-final in Anfield, and there has been no looking back since then. It's been absolutely brilliant.
Yes, and interesting that you mentioned the Barcelona semi-final second leg, because even my own faith as a Liverpool fan was quite tested on that night and restored by the end of the night, as you can imagine. So we now go to the youngest of the lot. Anish, in a sense, you have suffered the least. But nonetheless,
if you are a Liverpool fan, then suffering is a must. I mean, was a must. No matter if you started supporting a 2 years back, you know, with that your Champions League defeat and all the stuff, or let's say some 10-15 years back, then there are a lot of heartbreaks. But yeah, you know, the sense is now that I'm relieved. Like, okay, now this is done. This is what we wanted for so long. And the wait was very, very, you know, painful and excruciating and, you know, stuff like that. So, when Liverpool was cruising this season, and I think it was after that game against United at home. And that's when it really hit me that, okay, maybe we are, you know, going to do something special this season. And, you know, and then the winning run continued for another month or so. And I was, you know, for me, it was like, I was just waiting for that moment, that special day, right? Where we are going to break our jinx and, you know, become our captain, leader, legend will, you know, lift that Premier League trophy. And then, this universe has a weird way of making us suffer. And the wait continued. And it was another 3 months. And even in that period, I was like, of course, there were talks that, it might get called off, void, null and void, the words. So even after those words, I could read it. But then I was never too confident that, no, this will not happen. Come on, we will finish the season. And even in that period, I was waiting for the time that, okay, this is done. And then eventually we'll get to the moment where we'll lift the trophy. And I mean, Henderson will lift the trophy. And, it was from January, February onward, it was just waiting. Okay, fine. It's coming. The waiting has been there for 30 years. But from Jan, it's like, okay, it's coming. It's right there. It's coming. And, thankfully, I mean, credit to Premier League, organizers and all, it started and we could finish the league and we had our greatest moment.
Okay, so speaking of this greatest moment and deconstructing it a little bit, and we'll go back to Apurv to begin this cycle, in terms of moments that stood out, or maybe that moment where you felt that, all right, this year seems to be, to use the Liverpool cliche, finally our year. Was there a particular moment or a game or a stretch which felt like that to you, Apurv?
Yeah, I think for me, very simply, the one game that sort of convinced me was the Boxing Day game against Leicester City, away at Leicester. Leicester at that point of time were playing very well. They were number two on the table. And many believed that game at King Power was Liverpool's toughest test for two reasons. As I said, Leicester was playing very well. And 2 days back, Liverpool were in the Middle East and Qatar winning the Club World Cup. And then immediately, in 2 days' time, they were playing Leicester City away from home. I remember a couple of experts on these Premier League shows stating that was Leicester's opportunity to upstage Liverpool and come in the title race, or take over the title race, so to speak. Liverpool absolutely deconstructed Leicester that day. They won 4-0 away against a team that, as I said, was second on the table. Trent Alexander-Arnold perhaps produced, to my mind, in the last, apart from Luis Suarez against Norwich City, the best individual performance that I have seen from any Liverpool player in that game. 4-0 away against the second place team, I think was just a stamp of authority, a statement saying, look, we're going to win this league. A day later, Manchester City lost to Wolves. I think the lead became 15 points then. And I think from that onwards, although I was not aware that there was a virus lurking around in China, I was pretty convinced that the league was going to be ours.
Yeah, I mean, that was something nobody could have really foreseen. So coming to you, Karthik, in terms of picking maybe a moment or a stretch, which one would you pick in terms of the defining moment of the season?
Yeah, Apu kind of stole my answer there. That Leicester game was brilliant. So that was yeah. Now that Apurva has discussed it, so it was a game against Aston Villa, if you remember it right. So we were 1-0 down going into the 85th minute. And then Robertson scored a goal in the 85th minute, and then Mane scored a goal around the 93rd or 94th minute. So that, to me, it kind of preceded, I think it came before the Club World Cup and everything. I think it was sometime in November, if I'm right. So that told me that this team is not going away, right? So we are going to win no matter what. We are going to squeeze out these wins, 1-0, 2-1s. And this is something we haven't seen before from a Liverpool team, right? So we are used to blitzing teams 4-0, 5-0, or going 5-4, 4-3. So this is something that I have not seen from a Liverpool team before. Mind you, we have not played our best football this season in terms of how the flow of the game is supposed to be. We played better football last season and the season before that. But this season, we were not playing good enough and we were still coming up with these results, like all these winners in the 85th, 86th minute. Brilliant. So I knew this was going to be our season. So I had a very strong feeling. And then it was kind of... So then the faith was like kind of cemented around the game with Leicester City. The way we came back from the Middle East. Like we had, I think we had played out extra time in both the games, 120 minutes, 120 minutes. And then we came to the second placed team in the league. And then we blitzed them 4-0 in the King Power Stadium. I knew then. So this was going to be IF finally.
And finally, Anish, so two of the most memorable ones have been taken. Of course, the Leicester game, even Klopp mentioned that is one of his favorite performances of the season. But we will just nudge you to pick one other from a season of defining moments.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what happened last season with, you know, where we had this brilliant run and then we suffered, you know, the kind of draws against our, you know, so-called arch rivals, United and Everton. I remember that those draws really hurt us last season. So, and there is always this, when United were at their prime and then before that, and Liverpool, you know, were not at the best. And there were always this United-Liverpool games where, you know, just kind of this rivalry really charged the players up and, you know, they come up with brilliant performance. So I thought maybe United, you know, I know it was played at Anfield and we have a brilliant record at Anfield. But, you know, I had my doubts saying that, okay, this is United and, you know, the players will be charged up and, you know, anything can happen. And we don't want to lose our good run. And I remember when we clinched the match with that Salah run and, you know, him celebrating with his shirt out and Alisson running and the whole, cop bouncing. And I thought, okay, right, we are finally done. I mean, there's no way we are going to lose this one out. And yeah, and this is it. I mean, that was a kind of performance. And, you know, after that match, I was really confident. Okay, because the feeling I had after the match, that okay, we are not going to drop it this time. That's why I think that was the biggest, you know, turning point. I mean, defining moment for me.
Interestingly, that one would be for me as well, for personal reasons, because I feel the same.
Right.
Which is that unless and until we beat Manchester United, charging for the league is not something that we can really do. And the image that you brought up of Salah with his shirt off, depth of the British winter, and
yes.
Defying all of that, so clearly the most powerful image out of there. But gentlemen, now that an incredible season has come to a close, and of course, it gets on us that this is the first time Liverpool enter a new Premier League season as defending champions. So, how do you see the approach coming along next season? And we go back to Apoorv to start with this one, Apoorv.
Well, I think, whatever happens next season, I don't think it, you know, what we've experienced, particularly the last two seasons can the next season can upstage that. I mean, you would hope that there's another title run. You'd hope that the kind of football, and I think Karthik is spot on. I think, in fact, we played better football last year than we did this year. But you hope you win, you know, the Liverpool Football Club team wins as many games as they did this year, next year as well. But honestly, Karthik, at this moment, I don't care, man. I mean, we won the league. Uh-huh. It's something that I wanted to do for a very long time. Once the season starts, maybe I'll again get involved with the ebbs and flows of the season. But at this moment, whatever happens next season, whatever happens the year after that, whatever happens here on, nobody can take away 19-20 away from us.
Yeah, which is why we should not be bothered about losing out on all these records as well. 100 points, 101 points. I mean, who gives a damn at this point?
No, absolutely. I'm amazed, you know, I mean, I will challenge anyone to tell me how many points did Chelsea win in 2008. I don't think anybody remembers that. I don't think anybody remembers how many points Manchester United won in 99. So, really, I mean, it's good at that time to say 100, 101. But I think, you know, as I said, winning the league is all that matters.
Yeah, so at this point, it's like opposition fans clutching at like irrelevant statistics to make a point. So it doesn't matter. Like, if we had won the league by the Duckworth-Lewis system, I wouldn't have given a damn this season. So we finally won the league, and that is what matters.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, for example, the San Antonio Spurs are not the NBA champion. I mean, they are the NBA champions of the shortened NBA season as well, and legitimately so. So, Anish, your take on the upcoming season, would you look at it with optimism? Is there slightly added amount of pressure, or is this team just one of those juggernauts who just take things one day at a time and don't really pressure themselves with the big picture?
I mean, at the risk of sounding a bit crazy, and I think as Liverpool fans who experienced one of the greatest moments, I think I can afford to be a bit crazy. So you see Klopp, and there's a natural progression, right? From the time when he joined, you know, the next year was better, and then we went on to lose the Champions League. The next year we went on to win the Champions League, and then we lost the Premier League by 1 point. And in this season we went on to win the Premier League by a huge margin. So I'm wondering why not being undefeated throughout the season. I mean, that's something we can aim for, and I know that you know, it's not as easy as I sit here in my room and just saying that okay, we can be undefeated, but it's a lot to hope, but it's also a crazy hope. But I hope that, you know, you just see Klopp and you see this team, and you know, it's like okay, we came almost close this season. Okay, we lost a few games after the pandemic, and you know, we dropped points against Watford and Burnley and all. So maybe you never know.
Okay, so
what I wish.
Yeah. Go on, Karthik.
So just to add to what you were saying, so for me, being invincible is not a thing. So I don't care if we lose matches during a season, right? So we have contract running for Klopp till 2024, and for most of, and for the majority of, and for the core of our team, right? So in the next 4 years, I want 2 more Premier League titles and 1 Champions League title. So like we go up just above Manchester United to 21 titles. And then we tie with AC Milan on 7 Champions League titles. So that's my wish for the next 4 seasons. I don't care how we do it. So we should come up with a. So I think Lallana has left now. Lovren has left today, if I'm not wrong. So I hope we do some signings, Thiago, if possible, and bring in a few more players as well. So it's entirely up to Klopp who he wants to sign. Like, I know that he will pick the right players, and he will pick the right players for the team. Yeah, if we can just add a few signings and refresh the squad a little bit, it would be great. So that is what I look forward to in the next 4 years. Like, I don't care. Even if you don't win anything in the next season, I will not care much. So, but in the next 4 years, till Klopp is there and this core team is there, so we should be looking at 2 more titles and a Champions League title.
That's an interesting way to look at things, especially because Liverpool fans in the recent experience have not had the luxury of looking ahead 4 or 5 years and at a larger plan. So great that you bring it up. And finally to you, Apoorv, you obviously have a very different philosophy of coming at this. So what would you be looking forward to that way?
No, I think, you know, look, I think the great thing about Liverpool Football Club, and now I can say that, I mean, I always used to say that, you know, Liverpool doesn't win as many trophies. So it's being a supporter of the club, as Anish said, is filled with a lot of pain. But I was thinking, and I said this to you last year, Tariq, if you remember, you know, how many clubs can claim to have the kind of memories that Liverpool has? I mean, how many clubs have come down from 3-0 down in Champions League final and won the Champions League final? How many clubs have defeated, you know, won games like the way Liverpool won against Borussia Dortmund a couple of years ago in the Europa League, or the way Liverpool defeated Barcelona last year? This is a great club. It creates great memories for its fans. And I just hope, and I, you know, so long as these great memories are being created for fans, I have no complaints. Trophies winning is great, and of course we pride them, but ultimately at the end of the day, it's the memories that remain with fans, those moments that make fans very proud of their clubs.
Absolutely right. That's what I had originally written on my blog the day Klopp had joined, saying that all I would want is for the champagne to flow from every pixel that we watch on TV of them playing. And that's all you'd really want to see. We have had that in plenty over the last two, three seasons, and hopefully going forward even more. And we hope that we might be able to have this podcast repeated at some point or points in time in the coming seasons, which would be the best thing possible. But once again, thank you guys for joining us and bringing the Kop spirit and the Liverpool spirit to this podcast. We are not usually overtly team centric, but this probably is a case where it just deserves to be put at the center. Thanks a lot for joining us, Apoorv.
Thanks, Tariq.
Any quick sign-off for our listeners before we close?
No, as I said, the memories will keep flowing. Thank you, Tariq. And every time there's a memory, I think we'll be here. So thanks a lot.
Definitely. Thanks a lot, Karthik, for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Tariq.
And thanks so much, Anish. Hopefully, your crazy dreams, at least one of them,
Exactly. Hopefully next season, and we are speaking about about this Liverpool team and what they have achieved in the future, and hopefully we'll make great memories. Thank you for having us, Tariq. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. That brings us to the end of this very special podcast. And you can find us on AudioBoom at audioboom.com/channel/soccer/sense, or follow us on Twitter at @SenseSoccer, or find us on any of the podcatchers that you use. And if you do find us, do leave a review. That helps people to discover the podcast. But once again, this is Tariq signing off from a very special Liverpool episode of Soccer Sense.